Hello there, Haverfur, and welcome to the Fur Musician Spotlight. This is your host, Django, and I'm here to bring you a fine selection of music that I found quite different from anything I've heard before. Starting the episode in quite the same fashion, we have Torn Apart by Yagami Foxglove. I spent some hours listening to it in between the songs I listen to on a daily basis. This next song is a question to which I couldn't answer anything different from yes. This is Kiri with Is This Chill Enough? I like it when musicians reference their own songs in their lyrics. And this is what Kiefer Kidmills did with his song I Could Not, which is the sequel of a song he wrote and recorded 31 years ago.
I tried to stop the world, but it just kept turning despite me. I tried to love you, but all you did was fight me.
I love road trips, especially at night, because it's me and my music playing through my headphones, looking to lights passing by through the window. This song by Whitus makes me want to go to a bus station and get myself a ticket to anywhere far from home. This is Midnight. Midnight trips, why don't we take a walk outside under neon lights? Just make sure you bring a jacket. This is It's Cold Outside by Velour Vibrisse. Something completely different, we have 2D to 3D with the song Feeling Gormless. It makes me feel the whole opposite from Gormless though. Bringing this episode to an end, we have our solo feature for this week. Traffic Control by Seems I Am Alone under their project Rizzo is a song that makes you want to drive all night long and feel like it's the 70s again. You definitely have to give it a go. If you enjoyed what you listened to in this episode, definitely consider plus watching the artists, listening to the full pieces, and buying their stuff if you have the chance. You can also listen to the music that was submitted to this week's spotlight by taking a look at last week's journal, as it's definitely worth listening to. As well, keep an eye out for the next journal to find out how you can have a chance to be featured in the next spotlight episode. Ah, and we're still looking for our co-host for the spotlight. If you think you got what it takes, take a look at the journal we have down in the description. In the meantime and between time, this is Django signing off.